You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another demonstration of the Apple Watch. And in this demonstration, I want to show you a look at the activity app running on the Apple Watch. But first of all, what I need to show you is where you need to set up the data that the activity app is going to be using on your Apple Watch. And of course, that's done through the Apple Watch iOS app running on your iPhone. So I'm just going to grab my iPhone here, come down the bottom, and flick back to the left.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch.
Okay, double tap on Apple Watch.
Double tap to open. Apple Watch. My watch. Heading.
And the first thing I needed to do was set up some health information. So I'm going to flick down to health.
App layout. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Notification. Glances. Do not disturb. General. Brightness and text. Sounds and haptic. Passcode. Health. Button.
Okay, there's health. One finger double tap on health.
Health. My watch.
And I flick through.
Health. Heading. Edit. Button.
So I can edit the current data.
Birth date. The 19th of January.
So that's my birth date.
Sex. Male.
Sex. Male.
Height. 177 centimetres.
Height. 170 centimetres.
Weight.
And I'm just going to shush on my weight for the moment. So I need to do some more exercise. Okay, so what I'm going to do is go back to the top left-hand side. Because that's all I need to do on that health screen now.
My watch. Back button.
Double tap.
My watch. Heading.
Okay, and now I need to go down to the activity app itself and set some options in there as well. And let me flick through to activity.
App layout. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Notifications. Glances. Do not disturb. General. Brightness and text size. Sounds and haptics. Passcode. Health. Privacy. Activity. Button.
Okay, there's activity. One finger double tap.
Activity. My watch. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Activity. Heading. Showing glances. On.
So showing glances.
Double tap to toggle setting.
And I've currently got mine turned on. One finger double tap to turn it off, of course. And just a note, you can get to glances from the clock face screen of your Apple Watch by doing a two-finger flick up. And then, of course, it's a two-finger flick left or right to move to the previous or next glance. Okay, so the next one, flick to the right.
Stand reminders. On.
Stand reminders.
Double tap to toggle setting.
And flick to the right for an explanation.
When this is on, you'll receive a reminder to stand if you've been sitting for the first 50 minutes of an hour. Footer.
If this is on and you've been sitting for the first 50 minutes of an hour, you'll get a stand reminder. Flick to the right again.
Progress updates every 4 hours. Button.
Progress updates every 4 hours. And if you go into that particular control, you can adjust it to off for 6 or 8 hours. So flick to the right again.
Set a time interval to receive an update on your activity progress. Footer.
Okay, explanation, set a time interval. Flick to the right again.
Goal completions, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Goal completions, on. Flick to the right for an explanation.
When this is on, you'll receive a notification when you reach your daily move, exercise, and stand goals.
You'll get a notification if you reach your move, exercise, and stand goals for the day. Flicking to the right again.
Achievements, on.
Achievements
double
on.
Tap to toggle setting.
And again, of course, all these are primarily toggles except for that progress interval button. Flick to the right again for an explanation.
When this is on, you'll receive a notification when you reach a milestone or personal best.
Okay, notification for milestone or personal best. Flick to the right again.
Weekly summary on.
Weekly summary
double
is currently
tap
on.
To toggle setting. When this is on,
explanation.
Every Monday you'll get a brief recap of your move performance from the previous week, and you can adjust your move goal for the upcoming week.
Okay, so you'll get a weekly notification of your move performance and you can change your move goal for the new week. And that's it for that screen. So top left-hand side of the screen.
My watch. Back button.
Double tap to go back.
My watch. Heading.
Okay, so that's the information set up for the health part of the Apple Watch app on the iPhone and also to the activity itself, to set up different types of notifications about standing and so on. Okay, so I'm going to put my iPhone down for the moment. Okay, so it's going to lock my iPhone.
Screen locked.
Wake up my watch.
9:16.
By just tapping on the screen, pressing the digital crown once.
Home. Clock.
Okay, there's my clock app in the middle of the screen. And I'm going to flick to the left on my particular layout of my Apple Watch screen to get the activity.
Activity.
Okay, and one finger double tap on activity.
Activity.
Okay, now I've only been walking around a little bit this morning. I haven't been walking the boys to school today. Quite nicely, my boys' grandparents actually came and took my boys to school. Otherwise, I would have had a lot more activity than I currently got on my activity app. Anyway, let's see what I've got for this morning so far.
Activity. Moving, 11%. Exercising, 0%. Standing, 33%.
Okay. So I've been moving 11%. Haven't exercised at all. And I'm up to 33% standing for the day so far. Okay, and if I flick past that.
Active calories.
Active calories.
87 calories.
I've only burnt 87 calories so far.
Total steps.
Total steps today.
227.
227. I said I wasn't very active this morning yet.
Total distance.
Total distance.
0.16 kilometers.
0.16 kilometers.
Page 1 of 4. Adjustable.
Okay, and then we've got
swipe
four pages.
One finger to adjust the value.
Now, we don't actually have to use that slider if you don't want to, because you can do a one-finger flick up or down to adjust that slider. You can also just do a two-finger flick to the left to scroll to the right to get to the next page.
Page 2 of 4. Move.
Okay, so you're on the screen for move. It's just information about the move screen or the actual move ring itself.
Moving. 87 of 760 calories.
Okay, 87 of 760 calories. That's the goal I set myself to start off with.
87 calories.
I've currently used 87 calories.
Page 2 of 4. Adjustable.
And now page 2 of 4 slider.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Another two-finger flick to the left to move right.
Page 3 of 4. Exercise.
Okay, so now we're on the exercise page or ring.
Exercising. 0 of 30 minutes.
Okay, exercising. 0 of 30 minutes.
Page 3 of 4.
Okay, that wasn't very exciting. And again, I'm going to do a two-finger flick to the left.
Page 4 of 4. Standing.
Now we're on the standing page or ring.
Standing. 4 of 12 hours.
Standing 4 times out of 12 hours.
4 hours.
And currently at 4 hours.
Page 4 of 4. Adjustable.
And then page 4 of 4. What it is that the first screen is basically a summary. And then you have the second, third, and fourth screens to give you more information about your current activity. Two finger flick to the right to go back screen by screen to page 1.
Page 3 of 4, exercising. Page 2 of 4, moving. Page 1 of 4.
And we're back to the first summary screen. Now, if you want to change your particular goals, you can do that on the app on the Apple Watch. If I do a force touch on the screen with one finger.
Change move goal button.
I can change move goal, so double tap on that.
Change. Cancel.
Okay,
button.
Click to the right.
Change your daily move goal. 760 calories.
Okay.
Adjustable.
Change your current move goal.
Swipe
760
up, swipe
calories.
Down or use crown to adjust calories.
So I can use crown to adjust the calories, or I can use digital crown to adjust the calories.
770 calories. 780 calories.
Okay, that's me scrolling away with digital crown. Move it back.
770 calories. 760 calories.
Okay, oh, I flick up and down with one finger.
770 calories. 760 calories.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there for me at the moment.
760 calories. Update. Button.
And double tap on the update.
Update. Activity.
So just to exit the activity app, I'm just going to press the digital crown once.
Activity.
Now I've also got the activity information in Glances as well. Now I'm just going to press my digital crown to go back to the middle icon just for keeping things nice and neat.
Clock.
That's clock. If I press it again, because I'm already on the clock in the middle, I go back to the clock face. And I'm going to get into my Glances on the Apple Watch by doing a two-finger swipe up the screen.
Heartbeat. Heart rate.
Sitting on my heart rate. You can do a two-finger flick left or right, and that'll move between Glances. Of course, flicking to the left moves the Glances, move to the next Glance to the right. And flicking to the right moves back to the previous Glance to the left, if you like.
Fitness summary.
Okay, so let me touch the top of the screen.
Fitness summary.
And
moving, 12%,
fitness summary.
Exercising, 0%, standing, 33%. Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
There you go. Look,
since we
last checked, I've increased my movement by 1. So that's a little good summary. So rather than having to access the activity app and look at that first screen, this is exactly the same information that you'll get in the glance. If I flick up and down with one finger, I'm going to flick up.
Previous glance.
We can use this particular gesture to move between glances as well. Move to previous glance.
Next glance.
Next glance.
Activate item.
Or activate item, which is the double tap on the screen, of course.
Move.
Flick through. We've got
swipe
move.
Swipe down to select a custom action. Exercise.
Exercise.
Stand.
Stand. Now, what I've discovered is double tapping, at least for VoiceOver, on those three options takes you into the activity app on that first summary screen. Just to show you that I'm not a complete sluggard about sitting around all day, I thought I'd show you where my activity was up to just in the activity glance on my Apple Watch. And touch top of the screen.
Fitness summary. Moving, 60%. Exercising, 20%. Standing,
133%. Okay, so I exceeded my standing goal. It's 133%. And the other two numbers for moving and exercising are definitely a lot better than what they were this morning when I originally did the podcast. And I'll return you to your normal programming, as it were. And I'm just about to talk about the heartbeat glance. Let me check my heartbeat. My heartbeat glance is to the right of my activity glance. So I'm just going to do a two-finger flick to the left.
Heartbeat, page 5 of 11.
And let's see what my heartbeat's like today.
61 BPM, 7 meters ago.
So according to the Apple Watch, my heart rate was 61 beats per minute 7 minutes ago. Okay, so I want to get my current heartbeat a bit more recently. One finger double tap.
Measuring.
Okay, and it says
double
measuring.
Double tap and wait for heartbeat measurement. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Okay, it says double tap and wait for heartbeat measurement, which I've already done.
65 BPM.
Now it's 65 beats per minute. It must be being busy. And I think from memory, and I believe automatically, it checks your heartbeat every 10 minutes by default. So they're the two glances that you've currently got if you want to check your heartbeat and your exercise activity level. I'm just going to press my digital crown once to
9:43.
And I'm back to my clock face. Put my hand over my screen to put it to sleep. That completes this demonstration of looking at the activity app and a little bit about checking your heart rate. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.